It's the Friday Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with the guys on the show today. Hope you learned something new today on this Friday. What do you got for us, Noah?
So I got something about the old 5-second rule. Everybody's heard about the 5-second rule, right?
Of course.
So apparently that's not completely bullcrap.
Really?
So that, you know, people have always said it from the beginning of time, 5 seconds, they drop an Oreo, it's been 5 seconds, and they're trying to pick this Oreo up and eat the Oreo and everything. Well, apparently, the scientists actually decided, hey, we're going to test this theory out and see how true it is, and now they only test it on hardwood floors and things like that, so... Like, if it's a carpet, probably not the same thing, because pathogens and whatnot can really soak into the carpets. But on a freshly sanitized, regularly cleaned hardwood or tile floor, they dropped some food on it. And as long as you picked up within 5 seconds, it had minimal germs and whatnot on it. But if you waited the 5 seconds, it actually had, like, much more than under 5 seconds. So even though it's not, like... obviously perfect or anything. Mm-hmm. If you pick your food up within 5 seconds off of a regularly cleaned floor, it's actually like it's not bullcrap. It good really does has minimal germs on it. So yeah. Pick it up quick.
The good old 5-second rule. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. I mean, I'm still always weirded out because, like, I mean, if it's on the floor,
right,
it's probably pretty dirty. But that is interesting that it actually is. There is a difference between that first 5-second period. All right, well, did you know do you know what paradogs are?
Paradogs?
Yes.
I have no idea what a paradog is.
So paradogs are dogs that were used in the U.S. military that followed their fellow human servicemen through the sky when they were parachuting down to go into battle. So there were certain dogs in the Army that were trained to be able to parachute. Like just themselves, the parachute on dogs.
Okay.
And they would follow their servicemen and fly behind enemy lines. And the main tasks that these paradogs were used for was to help patrol and detect mines behind enemy lines. But pretty crazy that dogs learned the ability to parachute.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Like just imagine looking up and there's just this Dalmatian. I mean, I'm sure these were, I'm sure it was like German Shepherds and whatnot.
Right.
But still, I mean, you just got this dog falling from the sky from a parachute.
Paradogs is a pretty cool name, though.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of thought that through pretty well right there.
I'm just picturing Air Bud just flying through the sky.
Air Bud flying through the, yeah, that's right. Oh, Air Bud.
All right, well, thanks for tuning into the Did You Know Show today. We will see you guys next week.